Milwaukee was ground zero for the industrial boom of the late 19th century. Hundreds of machine shops were operating in the heart of the city. Many of their inventions helped grow the companies into worldwide enterprises. Yet today, Milwaukee ranks toward the bottom for entrepreneurship, while the business community works to improve the numbers. In this installment of our Project Milwaukee series, WUWM's Marty Michelson reports on how innovation put Milwaukee on the map.
This was kind of the Silicon Valley of the Midwest back in the late 1800s.
That's local historian John Gerda standing at the busy intersection of First and Florida in Milwaukee's Walker's Point neighborhood. He says the two-block area is where much of the city's innovation began more than a century ago.
You had small shops that became large ones, and they included Alice Chalmers, Harnisch Fager, Nordberg, Chainbelt, A. O. Smith, Kearney and Trecker, Filter, Filer and Stoll, Allen Bradley, and Laddish.
Gerda says the early shop owners invented and churned out a slew of products designed to make heavy industry easier.
The Alice Works that became Alice Chalmers, they made steam engines, sawmill equipment, and you had right across the street Henry Harnisch Fager, experiments with designs for an overhead crane that was driven by chains instead of ropes.
After their shifts, workers would gather at nearby watering holes. We decided to continue our conversation at one of them.
They were able to succeed because they had market solutions. They had products that people could use.
Gerda says skilled labor also helped make the city famous.
This was the heyday of industrial expansion, industrial innovation, and Milwaukee had a critical mass of both creative thinkers and workers who could make those visions realities.
Gerda says many early entrepreneurs were immigrants. One was C.J. Smith. He moved to Milwaukee from London and started a bicycle parts company in Walker's Point in 1874. The business expanded quickly, and C.J. brought one of his sons into the fold, Arthur Oliver. He eventually grew the company into the A.O. Smith Corporation. Company spokesman Chuck Wright says Smith developed the first steel car frame at the family shop. Word got back to automobile manufacturer Henry Ford in Detroit.
It was a small and very tight industry in those days. Pretty much everybody knew everybody else. And he had heard about this company in Milwaukee that knew how to make frames. And Henry Ford came here. They met. Henry Ford told A.O. Smith, "I need 10,000 frames, and I need them in 4 months. Can you do it?" And A.O. Smith's reply was, "That's what we're here for."
Yet Wright says banks at the time were hesitant to lend money to the young entrepreneurs, so many of them, including A.O. Smith, turned to friends.
He brought in several partners. They put up the cash. They put up, I think it was $175,000 to buy this business, and that's how they capitalized.
Wright says the innovation boom did wonders for Milwaukee's economy, creating thousands of jobs. The explosion continued through World War II, according to Dan Steininger, head of BizDarts Milwaukee.
Our products were all over the world. There's no question we could not have won World War II in the time we did without Milwaukee products. Harnisch Fager, big industrial machinery. Amco Metal was a big plant here at the time, brass fittings for some of the aircraft.
Steininger's nonprofit is located at Schlitz Park, where another entrepreneur, Joseph A. Schlitz, started his brewery. It became the world's best-selling beer, and sales remained strong into the 1970s. Steininger says that's when Milwaukee started slipping in the rankings. The old companies were reluctant to adapt to changing times.
We did not continue to innovate the way companies need to do. We got very comfortable in our ways. People did not take the risks when it comes to new technology or automating things. The problem is of business is if you get into a comfort level and you want to stay there, the chances of surviving are pretty slim.
Plant closings challenged Milwaukee to reinvent itself. Some new entrepreneurial efforts have focused on water and healthcare, while manufacturing remains a staple. We'll explore those endeavors as our Project Milwaukee series continues. Innovation, how does Milwaukee compete? Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.